This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Power Breakfast with Bob Mabena and Faith Mangope. Weekdays, 6 to 9 a.m. on Power 98.7.
Now we're talking 1st of April. Please, no April Fool's jokes. I mean, we're living in a jokeless society right now. You can't joke about what's happening right now.
Yeah.
Do not send any, do not forward any. You might actually get into trouble because there's a gray area with misinformation and we have been told that you may get arrested. 712 on Power 98.7. Now, Minister of Small Business Development, Kombuzo Ntshavheni, says the application forms for debt relief for SMMEs are now available online. She says they are also supporting spazas with business management. Reaching out to her now, Minister of Small Business Development, Karazi, welcome to Power 98.7. Good morning. Please tell us more. Small businesses, small to medium enterprises can now go online, right?
Thank you for having me and thank you for the platform. So small businesses have always been able to go online on the smmesa.gov.za platform to register themselves. Now we have availed the forms from tomorrow. We didn't want the confusion with the April Fools, and we made sure that from tomorrow they can go online and have their forms. They download and apply and send them to dedicated email addresses.
Karazi, what boxes do you have to tick in order to be called an SMME? You'd have to be registered with former Cypro, right? Be a formally registered business, right?
Yeah, you have to be formally registered with SIPS, but the category of micro businesses in particular, we are assisting them to also register with SIPS because they may not necessarily be registered there. So that's the distinction. So you have to be registered with SIPS. We are requiring also that you be registered with SARS. We are also saying if you are not currently registered with SARS or UIF, you must register now. We have negotiated that the penalties may not be severe. They must be lenient on yourself. What's important is a relationship going forward. Why we do that is also because we want to make sure that all of us are in the system, but also to make sure we are accountable for the work that we do. And there are categories in terms of financial threshold. The financial threshold of small businesses, they differ in terms of the sector that you operate from.
Indeed.
And yeah, I can't go into the full list because we've got various categories depending on the sector where people apply for. But in the main, everybody knows what is a small business in South Africa. The challenge becomes when on the medium size, because small businesses include medium sized businesses. So even then they are classified in the gazette that was issued last year in March. For where we are now, we've got the debt relief fund and also the business growth fund. The debt relief fund is for those who want assistance with money to pay maybe their employees, money to pay for municipal rates and taxes, and other working capital related matters. What we're saying is that we won't allow you to double dip where you apply for funding for payroll, for instance, with us, and go and apply also with the UIF.
Yes,
we are saying where you qualify to be paid by UIF, we're going to refer you to the UIF. Where you don't qualify, because the UIF, they'll only pay your employees if you had previously registered them.
Now,
so we're sending... Okay.
If I may, just for someone who's still a bit dazed there, it's smmesa.gov.za to register your business. If someone is listening within an earshot of my voice right now and they own a spaza shop, what offer people like that?
Yes, we are also supporting spaza shops. We announced yesterday that we're going to support South African-owned spaza shops. They need to have their IDs. We are going to assist them to register both at SIPS and at UIF and everywhere else. When they have that spaza shop, they must have a permit to operate the spaza shop. If they do not have a permit to operate a spaza shop, they must go to their local municipality to apply for permit. We are working with the municipalities through SALGA to make sure we avail a number where they must pre-call, because we don't want people to be rushing to municipal offices. We want to maintain the stay at home. I need to clarify one point, though. There's a confusion about the spaza shops to say we're closing foreign-owned spaza shops. We're not closing foreign-owned spaza shop. Government is closing all illegally operating spaza shops. And foreign nationals are allowed to apply for permits under certain conditions given by Home Affairs. They must be in the country legally, so therefore they must have a valid passport. They must have a business visa. They must either have been granted a status of a refugee, or they must have been granted an asylum seeking certificate by Home Affairs. In those conditions, they qualify to operate as puzzle shop, and it's linked to the term of their presence. Remember, refugees, they've denounced their own countries, they've become South Africans.
Minister, I mean, on the other side of it, we've also got this puzzle shop scheme. Obviously, this is entailing access as well to seed capital and credit facility. The issue here is not necessarily that the plans of government that have been put forward, I'm sure you'd appreciate that the issue here is around access to the very same opportunities that are making available. So in this case of seed capital, I mean, from what we understand, it's to buy stock and also getting into credit. How do people access them? And not just the ones that have got access to the information, but really when we're looking at it, the South African community, particularly those that run those micro businesses, those puzzle shops?
So what we've made, because we know the challenges that you'll have. So we've made arrangements with wholesalers across the country, a network of wholesalers. So we'll announce the full network when we have finalized them, but they should be announced by tomorrow. But in each province, in each district, there is a wholesaler, or there is somebody who's a wholesaler who will be able to assist them. So if they cannot go and register, because there'll be a challenge, maybe some would say, no, we can't go online. Though it's data free, you can register from your own platform, from any, even the simplest of a mobile phone, you are able to register. So what we have said, you can go to the closest wholesaler near you, which is accredited, and they will help you with that registration. And as long as you have a South African valid ID, you've got a permit from municipality, then they'll enroll you, and then they'll link back with us. And they'll make sure that you get all through this and link you back to us, because the issue would be, how would Spaza Shop access all these complex systems?
That's it. And even the capital, because a lot of times you may have capital that is available, but Minister, you and I both know, if you have an honest conversation, that sometimes the money does not reach those that need it the most, because some way, somehow, someone is bottlenecking it and using it for their own personal selfish benefit.
That's why the wholesale owners are in there, because the money is not going to the spaza shop. The money goes into a bulk buying facility. So what we have done, we've negotiated a discounted prices for the spaza shops to be able to buy. It doesn't matter that you're going alone, but we've organized it as bulk. So all the numbers become bulk. So we've got the discounts, and we've done a pre-approved basket of goods wherein you buy those products to sell. Because we said, what is basic? What will a spaza shop want to sell? And then we said, and the wholesalers also gave us their shopping list and said, these are what the spaza shops are. So you get those access there. But you walk in the wholesalers, and why the partnership with the wholesalers is critical is because the wholesalers are interested in having more spaza shops or spaza shops buying from them. So it's in their interest that they don't bottleneck the system. They get everybody in, and our conditions are very clear. And we are hoping on our part that as soon as we say we are open, which we are going to announce tomorrow, the date of which the scheme, they can go to their nearest wholesalers. We're going to start reporting on how many, what are the numbers, take-up numbers, both across all our schemes, to say, we've opened this day, this is the numbers that have taken up, that have applied, this is the number that have approved, and this is across the province. And we'll do that so that we keep track and we can be accountable that indeed the scheme is reaching those it's their intended to reach.
And very quickly, before we let you go, you've also put in a request for proposals for South African-owned companies that can give with the medical supply as well as non-food field. And this is particularly related to the participation in the manufacturing of supply of goods that are needed towards the management of the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. So anybody within that specific field, so manufacturing of masks, etc. Let's just expand a little bit in terms of exactly what are you looking for from small businesses right now when it comes to specifically now this need?
You will realize that when the Treasury and Department of Health published the Treasury note that indicated the suppliers for the hygiene, medical and non-medical supplies critical, they also mentioned the entrepreneurs big businesses who are accredited. In that Treasury note, they've made a provision that SMMEs can participate if they're going to participate they use the maximum prices that of what we call ceiling prices that have been determined by Treasury on the contract. So what we did, we said, how do we assist SMMEs to participate? Because it can be protracted, they may not have the access. So we said, let's ask to an RFP to get, we already have SMMEs on our part who have been supporting in those areas. So those ones, we are passing them to the Department of Health. We are funding them through the business growth scheme. So we said, if you are in that space, list with us. We're not doing an evaluation to say, no, you can't participate. We're doing an assessment to say, do you have the capacity? Do you have does your product meet the quality? And if it does, we say, this is the person in this area. That is because there's a shortage and there's going to be a shortage of those supplies in the country, yep, given the global impact. So we're just facilitating for SMMEs not to be missed, not to miss the opportunities. You know the saying, a crisis also has its own silver lining, and we're saying this is a silver lining for SMMEs to participate. We're also going to issue another RFP for the food in that space, because also the imports, more especially with the downgrade, the imports are going to be very expensive. So we need to start to produce locally, and we're saying, as South Africans, let's get our products, more especially SMMEs, let's get our products out there in the market. Let's start to consume what is ours, because we need to make it to mitigate the impact of the three challenges that is facing our country at this.
Minister Kumbudzo Tshaveni there, Minister of Small Business Development, giving us the latest in terms of SMMEs. How is it that you get to participate? Because I love it, as my colleague would say, don't let a crisis go by, a good crisis go by. So how is it that you take advantage of those opportunities? But most importantly, if you're a spaza shop owner, there are certain fields and processes that you can undertake. Number one, to get seed capital as well as a credit facility. And hopefully your business stays running and stays afloat during these COVID times.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.